From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better.
I have to say, and that certainly also, you know, makes the point about, you know, percussion being also a visual instrument and having a whole experience in the concert hall. I mean, we had people kind of crying, they were so moved by that piece and by the experience, actually. And many of our people in our peer group that, you know, we are talking about together with after concerts or kind of, you know, after performances. I mean, there was an overwhelming number of people who said, you know, they wouldn't listen to it in the car, for example, definitely. But they, you know, they really, really enjoyed the concert for what it was, just the experience and seeing and hearing and the whole setup, show, the whole setup, the whole thing that happened. So they thought it was very strong.
It really is. It is a visual piece. I've played it on the radio, and it's really not radio friendly.
I don't think.
And you don't understand it until you see it.
It's interesting, isn't it? When I heard it the first time, I heard it the first time on a CD, and I thought, you know, an interesting piece, but I was not bowled over. However, also for me, like experiencing the piece live, conducting the piece, being really there, it was wow. I mean, you know, what a level of energy.
And how many pieces have you conducted where the musicians are just wandering back and forth in front of you?
Yeah, like, not so many.
There he goes again.
Not so many. he certainly gets his work out. Yeah. But coming back to the recorder, what I like about our program that we have this week is that we show Mikala in very different pieces. You know, the Vivaldi is a very traditional, and it has this sopranino recorder, so very small recorder. It's a very traditional Baroque use of recorder. And in the Baroque time, the recorder was still a very, very common instrument. It was one of the most commonly used instruments. And that has kind of diminished, and especially like in Romantic times, and so there was not a lot going on. And then we have a contemporary piece, the Harvey piece, which sounds very nice. So it's I think it's very easy listening
melodic,
in a good way. You know,
yeah,
it's melodic.
Yeah, it has some fascinating
nice
rhythms.
It has good rhythms. It has very nice colors. It's well written. Everything. So I like the piece, but I think it's very nice to have these two pieces together to show that the recorder is not only an ancient instrument but can also play something contemporary.
And also, do you want to mention that she's going to lead the orchestra?
Yes.
With,
oh yeah.
Vivaldi.
And in the Vivaldi,
oh, cool.
In the Vivaldi, she's going to lead the orchestra. So I will have a longer rest so that I can read a book.
So you can get to know the next piece of music
exactly,
before you.
Exactly. I'm going to learn the next
because
piece.
Because only
exactly.
The conductor's allowed to sight read.
But she will lead the Vivaldi. So she will just play and the musicians will just listen to her and accompany her in a complete chamber musical way. And the Harvey I will conduct because
And
the Telemann I will conduct in the Southern, not in the Southern, sorry, the Telemann we are playing in the Josephine. And the Harvey we are playing in the Southern Theatre. So these pieces I will conduct. But the Harvey needs a conductor. It has a couple of quirky rhythms.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.